Today we're talking about Boone Community Theater. Had a little adjustment in our schedule because Monday's Labor Day, so couldn't have you come in then. But we do appreciate having John P. back today and Susan Herrick's here. And today they're joined by Pam Webster. Thanks for coming in.
Yay. Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Now, let's start with Extravaganza, because that is really the big kickoff for your season. It's going to be the 12th and 13th. John, you're going to be, what, kind of emceeing the whole thing?
MC, yeah. I think they're calling it narrator, but yeah, it's an MC.
And so how have things been going? Do you get to work in between them? Do you get to see them? You know, I know, because you said, what, Kesha's writing a script for you.
Yes. And really, it's a collaborative effort because people have also contributed their own memories to the narration part that comes before each scene. And so it's really a lot of people have come together to give us material for the MC part. And I'm kind of fortunate because the acts get to rehearse on their own.
Yeah.
And it won't be really until production week where
you get to see everything.
Well, I saw once. I sat in one, but it was all kind of rough cut. It was the first time everybody was getting together. But boy, just for a rough cut, I was blown away. I was like, wow, this is going to be really fun when all the people have a chance to rehearse and really put it together. I think it's just going to be a fantastic show and all kinds of varied scenes. Yeah. So I think everybody should come because it's just delightful. It's going to be delightful on Friday night. It's going to be delightful on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. And we're pointing out two different shows.
Yep.
Two really different settings and two different shows.
It'd be great to come both nights.
Yeah. No repeat performances. Everything for both shows is...
One time.
One time only.
And anybody who's followed us anywhere along the line is going to... think, oh, well, I remember how wonderful that was. And
I remember that. I go into that show.
Yeah.
So you've got a couple you have to do, or one? Or
one,
do you get
yeah.
to do at least one?
I get to do a piece out of Barefoot in the Park with Christopher that we did. And it's, as actors, it's like a big reunion. You know, folks get together and get to revamp something they've done before. It's just going to be such fun. If you've seen stuff before, it'll be great to see it. And if you've never seen it, it'll be an amazing taste of the things we've done.
At least one act out of what? Same time next year? Is that it? Nick and Kelly?
Nick and Kelly are coming back to do same time next year. What fun. I can't wait to see them. Mike Terwilliger is coming back, and he's going to reprise If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler. And he's still got the chops for it. I watched him rehearse it the other day, and he is wonderful still.
Pam, what do you get to do for Extravaganza? Stay out of the way.
The first show that Susan and I did together was Godspell. And I wasn't in the cast, but one of the members that was in the cast and I are going to do a duet from Godspell, which is a favorite of ours from the musical. So
good. So, people are filling in where they have to and doing things. And again, Michelle Levi is actually kind of I'm going to call her the
producer.
The administrator in charge is what she is. She's getting all people. You know, you've got to have different. You got your stage settings. Obviously, you've got those planned out. She's got to have a lot of tech people helping. So
I'm not sure what she all has planned, but I know she has it very well in hand, and she's excited about it. So.
All right, so we have these performances coming up now. It's going to be on the 12th, 6 in the evening, and on the 13th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And tickets are a little more, folks, because we have a little bit more. It's an extravaganza. So tickets.
Well, there's food that first night.
there's
food there.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres. And you'll get to see our new space again. Every time you walk in, it's different. Well, now it's really different. We've got new carpeting right in the lobby, and the lobby just looks stunning. I think you'll be excited to see the changes we've brought apart here.
We got that going on. Hors d'oeuvres on the show at 6 on the first, or on the part one, she calls it, part one, on Friday the 12th. And again, adults, it is $25, and that's for 13 and up. Children, $10, and Tickets may be available at the window. I'm going to say maybe because they might be gone, too. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
There you go.
Buy your tickets now.
Yeah. Yes. You can get them online and go to the Boone Community Theater website. Easy way to do that. The second one is going to be the birthday party, really, on Saturday.
Yes.
So that'll be...
That's a little bit more directed to kids, right? I think is...
A little more family oriented.
Well, a little more party atmosphere, a little more...
A little birthday party musicals. Atmosphere, but there will still be pieces from shows that weren't for kids necessarily. But yeah.
I have to put a plug in for, we're also going to see two performances by Ingrid Oakley, who is just delightful. If you've never seen this young girl act, she is amazing.
If you saw Matilda, you'll remember
Matilda,
her.
Matilda, Miracle Worker.
She was amazing.
She's doing a scene from both, I think.
And she was JoJo in Seussical.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, she was, too. You know, so she's, so two different ones for her.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Miracle Worker was, that was very good. So, well, we've got those coming up. And once again, tickets are available. And again, it is the 50th year. You think back, how many productions over 50 years? It's a lot. You try to do about four a year right now. Mm-hmm. And if I think back, you know, I remember there were some years there for a while where you were trying to squeeze six.
Wow.
Yeah, those were crazy years.
Wow.
And then there were the COVID years where we sort of had to get out of a theater and out in some space to perform. But we
that was
never
out
had,
at Herman Park.
Yeah, at the Pavilion. You know, we've never had a year when we couldn't offer something up, so...
So, and I'm guessing when you sit down with some of the people that are coming back to participate, a lot of memories.
Oh, yes. It's kind of a reunion for us, but for the people who have seen some of these shows, a little reunion for them, but for somebody brand new to it, they're going to see some amazing theater.
Sure. Pam, one of the things, again, you've worked with a lot of different people in a lot of different productions, but you start looking back at this and, you know, because... Community theater is community theater. People volunteer their time to do this.
They do.
And sometimes, you know, you get them for maybe two, three productions. Sometimes you get them for a couple of seasons. And they may be gone.
We'll take all comers. You know, it doesn't just take a village to raise a child. It takes a village to do theater. And we are very fortunate in our village that we have some incredibly talented people that come out and join us and... You know, for a few weeks out of the year, we become family, and that lasts.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the auditions from this week, because last time when we visited, we were telling people, get ready to come out and audition for Jekyll and Hyde, the musical. And that was earlier in the week that was done. And you have a cast.
We have an amazing cast.
I was going to say, you said a lot of people were making contact about... What do we do? What is it going to be?
You bet.
So you had crowds turn out.
Yeah, and people were coming from Des Moines to audition for this show. I mean, Jekyll and Hyde is a huge musical, and people know it that are in the theater, at least, and are excited to be a part of it. So, yeah, we've had a lot of folks show up and could have cast it dozens of different ways because everybody was so talented. The hardest thing that Pamela and I had to do is sit down and finally decide, okay, who's going to be what? So,
yeah, they don't make it easy for us, but, you know, we'll take that problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem.
It's good for community theater.
It is. It really is. And it's just incredible to meet these people and get excited about the show.
I know the word spread, you know, when it goes out is kind of like, okay, the other one coming up later, Annie. We'll just say that because there's already people that are making contact. Now, that's going to involve a lot of young people, too. This one, no young people. You got some real veterans.
And
I'm going to say a
honestly,
lot of veterans.
This show is...
They advise not to bring kids under 15. If somebody under 15 is coming, I would hope that they came with their parents.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rough show, you know.
Yeah, I was going to I called it a dark musical. Is that?
it's a gothic.
Yeah.
Feel to it.
Yeah.
Well, MTI's site even describes it as gothic, and yeah, it is. It is gothic. It's a little bit darker feel, but it is the quintessential story of The ego and the id, Dr. Yeah. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, his alter egos.
And so. The most beautiful music from this show. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Relatively, I mean, on the musical part of it, it's a relatively young musical. I think you more rock-type music.
It hit Broadway in 1997, but it's been around before that.
Yeah, so still relatively a young musical. So, anyway, I don't think it goes back to the 50s.
No.
Okay, so we have that. All right, so tell me about the auditions, the people that you've got. Again, obviously, the lead's got to be Jekyll and Hyde, and you had some challenges selecting there because you had some very talented people. One thing I wanted to find out, you know, because you said they came, you got a lot of them that came from other locales, mm-hmm. some that had been involved with our theater before, some that just heard about it from somebody else, or they learned the word of mouth spreads among theater people. You know, they're doing this.
Yeah, Michael Howland, who is now Jekyll and Hyde. He comes out of Des Moines, and people may remember him from Seussical.
He was Horton.
Uh-huh.
So once he got a taste,
it's the BCG bug.
He has had that taste in his mouth for a long time.
For Jekyll and Hyde. But yeah, even after before we announced the season, when we were done with Seussical, he said, I'll be back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And again, that's a big thing. He has a good time. Enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Some of the others in there, because this is a sizable cast. Well, you had about 18 positions to fill, and you had a number of people that were willing to take different parts.
Yeah, you'll see some familiar faces. Chris Terrell, Brandon Windis. There's a few that you haven't seen for a little while, like Ben Smith and his wife Cindy.
Yeah.
Both of them are joining us again. Last time you saw them was in that Scottish play. Oh, we're not in the theater. We can say the name Macbeth. That's just to name a very few of the cast. You can see the cast list on our Facebook page.
It's already posted.
And it will be up on the website soon, I'm sure.
Okay. So we've got that. So now. Productions in November. You got what?
Correct.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I actually have those dates here.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The
13th, 14th, 15th, and 20th, 21st, 22nd. So
two middle weeks of November.
So and that'll be coming up. So starting rehearsals. When are we getting going? What's happening here?
Oh, we're going.
We're going.
Already going.
So. Yeah. We had our first table read last night. It's kind of a misnomer to say table read because so much of this is sung.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it was more of a table sing. And already we're hearing very exciting things out of our people.
Yay. All right. So going forward to that. And again, that's we don't have tickets on that yet, but they
not
will
yet.
Be soon.
Soon.
Probably soon.
Yeah.
When you think about it, that's not that far away.
When you think about it from where we sit, it still looks like it's not very far away when you're putting it together. But
what about the tech part of this, too? You got people lined up for that? Again, because that's been one of the things you've had gradually keep making improvements on the tech side.
Yes, and we have one or two tech positions to fill yet, but most of our tech positions are in place, and we're ready to roll.
Okay, going for it.
The set is not really that elaborate, but the lighting has got to be amazing.
So, you do have some things that need to be taken care of. So all right, that's going to be Jekyll and Hyde the Musical will be coming up to you. So, looking forward to that. What other fun things do we have? Oh, you have a game night coming up here.
Night coming up on September 5th.
Yep.
So that's a week from today. Join us at the theater, bring games of your own, or we have a few on hand. And we have a couple guys that like to play chess. If you like to play chess, we have some people drooling to play chess.
Christopher.
Yeah, he's one of them. He's one of them. And then on the 26th, so that's
the end of the month,
4 weeks out, we have another open mic night.
Okay.
And we welcome short scenes, prepared songs, poetry, doing a little bit of stand-up comedy. We've even had original oratories done, and just ask that you come with something prepared and share it with us. And it's kind of a way to dip your toe into the stage without making that 8 to 10 week commitment of being in a part, but just see, you know, see if you might like it, or just share something that's favorite of yours that you want to do.
Yeah, I remember, what was it? It was probably maybe 5-6 years ago when you had a couple of people that were really great at storytelling, and they would do theirs, and then all of a sudden, well, I come back, I might be able to do a part or something like that. But that, I mean, they find out and they become comfortable with it.
Yeah, so
that's something.
Yep.
So we got that going on. Again, you mentioned already the carpeting. When they come in, they're going to be seeing that. Let's talk about the bricks, because that is still, that's one of the main things that we're still working on for Community Theater. On your fundraising side of things, you can purchase a brick. It gets put up on the wall. And
that burgundy wall with our ivory bricks, it's really a beautiful setting for it. And we have two sizes of bricks. The one is 8x3.
That sounds right.
And
so the other one would be like 8x8.
Yeah, it's a square block.
And, a square one. Yeah.
And you can have, you know, your name or some memory from the theater or
dedication to a loved one, you know, whatever. Again. We've got some up on the wall. If you walk by the theater and you look in the front doors, you can see them there and see what they're like.
And again, this is one of the things, because it is a big building and we still are making improvements on it, too.
So. We are. We have plans.
There are plans.
But as I said, every time you walk in, it looks better and better. So
keep working on it a little bit at a time. Well, I remember when you first went in and it was, where are we going to do the stage? And now it's like, okay, we have choices. We have options to do this.
Choices are wonderful.
Aren't they? For directors.
And it keeps things interesting.
Yeah, it does. Let's go back to the extravaganza, of course, the next thing up on the 12th and 13th. John, you get to narrate.
Absolutely. It's going to be so much fun. And I think you learn so much about the theater just from the narrations alone, I think, and there's some really wonderful stories in there, too. So hopefully people will come and just, like you had said earlier, remember their theater experience over a long period of time and go, yeah, I remember that. What a wonderful thing. And it's really the voices, some of the singing, just, you know, they didn't even have a pianist at times, and they're going to knock it out of the park. The sung scenes are going to be not, and of course the regular scenes are just, they're funny, they're poignant. They're really good.
You got a whole bunch of them picked out. And I kept thinking that you might be in one of those, but...
I think I'm sort of glad I'm not, because I think the MC thing is going to be rather extensive. So I'm looking forward to it, but I got to keep my head on my shoulders for this one. I'm going to have to be really paying attention to what's happening for everything.
I thought you were going to do one of your parts from Miracle Worker. You know? That was good.
A great scene with Ingrid and her dad and Michelle Jacobs. Mm-hmm. So are going to reprise their roles, and that's okay. Very fun.
Tickets for that, by the way, you can get online now. Go to BooneCommunityTheater.org. And once again, you can do the purchase right there. You can also make contact. There's a phone number there if you wish to do it that way, or email. But online ticket purchases are probably going to be just as easy as before. And you can stop by if they're there working, probably pick them up at the door if somebody's inside doing some things, maybe rehearsing. Who knows?
No.
We got that all going on, too. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know what's going on with the Community Theater. It's going to be a busy, busy month. September, anyway, we've got a lot of different things that are happening there with the extravaganza, of course, but then all the rehearsal and everything getting ready for Jekyll and Hyde the musical. Yeah. And that will only be the second part of this season.
Yeah, that's a big season. Our 50th. You know,
we're going to have fun.
Step up a little.
We are.
Yeah. We are going to have fun. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.